Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by Rob Weiner. He's at Texas Tech. He's the Associate Humanities Librarian, also known as the Pop Culture Guy. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
You bet. Tell us about what you do. That sounds like an interesting title, Associate Humanities Librarian. I mean, you're probably all over the road and probably have a really broad scope of activity that you work with.
Well, I am the liaison to the College of Visual and Performing Arts and Film Studies, so I work with the faculty and students that are majoring in those areas. And for all practical purposes, I guess you could say I'm the fine arts librarian or visual and performing arts librarian, and work with those departments. In academe, there's always a lot of committee work, so I'm on a number of committees as well. And all I know is that my day is extremely busy, and a lot of what I do is help students with research, teach them how to research. And it's interesting to me that with the explosion of information, they don't know how to research, from freshmen coming in to graduate students.
Wow.
I believe that, though. I mean, with the advent of the internet, I mean, not to sound like a dinosaur, but, you know, of course, I didn't have the benefit of the internet, you know, all the way through college, really. I mean, now I'm sure you have students that come in and their concept of research is a Google search.
Yeah, that's a lot of it. And we know that nobody ever posts anything that's wrong on the internet, right?
Exactly.
We know that anything you find on Google is going to be the gospel truth, right?
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
what? Okay, tell us the couple of classes you were telling me about that you teach that sound like they would be fantastic.
Well, I also occasionally teach in the evenings for the Honors College, and I do a class on zombie culture and looking at the zombie and post 9/11 and pre 9/11 and its history and literature and film and in sequential art. And I also do a class on superhero and film and popular culture. So, yeah. And let me tell you something. The students are required to read around 2,000 pages. It's not a blow-off. They have to write papers.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
they could be called on at any time to make sure they've done the reading. And
wow.
It's a lot of work.
I didn't know there was such a thing as zombie culture.
Is there like a – are there any columnists like Miss Manners in zombie culture? Is there certain etiquette, zombie etiquette?
Yeah, there are some people. I mean, there's
certain moans are only appropriate at certain times.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, it has a, you know, the zombie has a really varied and long history, and a very multicultural one at that too. If you know, depending on your definition, what I try to emphasize is that the zombie can be a metaphor today, anyway, for thinking critically and not accepting everything, as in a Google search that you find or something on Wikipedia, because what does a zombie want to do? It wants to bite you and make you one of them. Is becoming a zombie a good thing? No, it's not. You're following the crowd. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Zombie as metaphor.
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. And
now, how does what about the superhero?
Well,
what does that represent?
I
mean, I'm thinking you have something different than what just comes to my mind, but yeah.
Well, the superhero, I mean, think about this for a second. You probably couldn't go anywhere in the world except maybe some jungle somewhere. And from 5 to 80, they're going to know at least three characters: Superman, Batman, and Spider-Man, and the Joker, most likely, as the villain.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is our modern mythology.
You're right.
Superheroes represent...
I never thought of it that way.
You know, theoretically, they represent the best of what humanity should offer. But today, we like our superheroes with pathos and struggling and you know, with more realism.
So they're not a flat character.
Yeah, so they're not a flat character. But truth be told, in any given narrative, whether it's superhero, whether it's a mystery, whether it's a, you know, cop show... story, whatever, the most important thing is to have a compelling villain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm all over that. I agree with that, because you know, you can sit there and ask somebody who is a younger person, and that's mm-hmm. fine. You can ask them, like, who certain people are in television culture. Mm-hmm. You know, if do you know who, you know, John Boy is? No. Mm-hmm.
I do.
Right. But do you know who the Rifleman is?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah, we do. I mean, mm-hmm. you get up at 4:45 or 4 o'clock in the morning and watch it on AMC, too?
No. No.
Anyway, so that's just kind of crazy. Now, with the evolution of zombie as a metaphor, a lot of people get online and they just they get instantaneous information, and they're kind of desensitized to a lot of things in the real world, and this is part of where you're going. But a lot of people look at it online and they make really quick snap judgments and go, ah, I don't want to do that. Ah, I don't want to do that. Because basically it takes more to get even less of an engaged response out of people. So,
mm-hmm. yeah, that's difficult.
In other words, what they do is they get very complacent. They don't want to get off their duff. They don't want to get off their duff and go out and do mm-hmm. stuff.
Because of these things and Facebook,
yeah, cell phones and yeah.
Twitter and Pinterest.
So anyway, during the holiday season and all pretty much year round, there are a lot of things that we can do, but Rob's got some ideas and refreshers on things that we can do with our families and stuff like that. What do we have going on here in Lubbock, Texas? A lot of people complain and say, oh, there's nothing to do in Lubbock.
That's a lie. Mm-hmm. That might have been true 40 years ago, you know, which in turn inspired a lot of people to be creative. That's why there's so much music and art and mm-hmm. and architecture and things like that that have come out of Lubbock. That's interesting. But there's always something to do, whether it's a theater performance to go to, whether it's a concert, whether it's, mm-hmm. you know, some other kind of free event for the family, you know, at the Garden and Arts Center or the Underwood Center. There's always something to do on the weekends mm-hmm. rather than sitting at home, should you choose to mm-hmm. want to go out. And, you know, it's amazing to me how many things actually do go on. And mm-hmm. the more Lubbock becomes metropolitan and the mm-hmm. more that we get businesses and people from the outside in, mm-hmm. you know, the more I think the quality of what Lubbock has to offer is going to go up because they're going to demand it.
Okay. What do we have? What do we have on tap for this time of year in the holidays? There are a lot of things that people can get involved in.
Well, yeah. First of all, Thanksgiving and Christmas and the holiday weekends are the time that people go to the movies more mm-hmm. often than not.
Yeah, a lot of people, that's part of their holiday tradition.
Yeah.
Is to go to the movies. So tell us what's going on. In addition to the movies, there's some resources at Texas Tech that we forget about. Remind us about some of the things that people can do at Tech.
Oh, the museum.
Yeah, the museum. The museum has a toy display of early sort of toys that from our distant past. It's a really good thing for families. And I think a lot of families forget that what a great resource the museum is. Mm-hmm. There's the Underwood Center for the Arts that's always got something going on. Mm-hmm. So
First forth. Friday Art Trail will be 1 week from this Friday.
First Friday Art Trail. It's very popular and it's growing all the time.
Yeah. What else?
There's the Carol of Lights. That's the big Texas Tech tradition.
Now,
December 3rd.
On the same night, you've also got
Joe Bonamassa, the guitar player, and the Trans-Siberian Orchestra Christmas concert that's kind of been a yearly tradition here in Lubbock for a long time.
Yeah, who says there's nothing to do? Yeah. Hey, Rob, thanks for being with us.
Sure thing.
Have a good morning, 729.